morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone.
Good morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Just a few minutes ago, we talked to Superintendent for Escambia Schools, Malcolm Thomas. Now we have on the line with us Tim Rozdick, Superintendent for Santa Rosa County Schools. Another last first day of school for a superintendent who did not run for re-election this time around. Tim, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, and good morning, Northwest Florida. It's a privilege to be able to share with you from Santa Rosa County, our first day of school. Nor tropical depression nor pandemic can stop us now. We're ready to go. We're excited about students returning. Our teachers have worked diligently for the past week to get ready for this new era of education, and we are excited to see those smiling faces, mask covered, of course, step through the door.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and it is. It's, you know, I cannot imagine you're planning for coming back to school during a pandemic, and then all of a sudden you got possibly two hurricanes, both of which are not going to be hurricanes at the same time, but have been at various times, not affecting us, thank goodness, but man, close call. So just carte blanche, you're the person connecting with the parents who are getting their kids ready for school this morning. What's the most important thing that you want them to know this morning, Superintendent?
I think it's so important that we build and keep a safe school, and that includes parents doing their part at home of providing those health checks for students as they get on the bus or get in their vehicle or you bring them. That's huge. If your child is sick, please keep them at home. We will work out the education. We will work out the absences, but our goal here is to keep and prevent as much as possible COVID-19 from coming into our schools. And when it happens, and I know it will, deal with it directly, deal with it surgically, and deal with it in a way that's very effectual for schools staying open. That's our goal. But parents doing their part on a daily basis is a vital part of us having a safe school.
Yeah, that same message echoed a few moments ago by Superintendent Thomas, as I know it's essential that the parents really are the first most important line of disease mitigation and control, watching their own students. But there's another aspect of student involvement. That's for the parents who are sending their kids back to traditional school. The other half is the parents who are keeping their kids home in remote learning environments. And those parents have an additional role to play this year that they might not have been as familiar with in the past.
They do. Some 20% of our students, over 5,000 now and growing, are moving into either a remote learning opportunity or a virtual opportunity. Two totally distinct learning paradigms, but the most important factor in both of those is that there is an engaged learning coach or parent at the facility where the child is learning. And this year more than ever, it is so important that parents are engaged in what children are doing, whether it be in a brick and mortar class or it be in a remote class or a virtual class. God forbid we have to, you know, go into a full remote environment and close schools. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if we do, then parents have to be on top of where their child is and where their child is going regarding their education. That is a paramount piece of us being successful.
Do we have in Santa Rosa County all of the technology that every child needs to sufficiently support the remote learning option that they, for the ones who have opted for that?
Over the past really 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we have been consistently trying to provide that technology to those students. And our goal is that by the end of the week, that be the case, that every child have a device and internet opportunities to connect that device to a remote learning piece. Because these numbers are growing and changing, we haven't been able to reach every child. We hope that by the end of the day, we have those devices in their hands, and certainly by the end of the week that we're online and they're geared up to do the remote learning as well and virtual learning as well. That has been a heavy lift. We've displaced probably some 4,000 units over the past 3.5-4 weeks.
Wow.
And I can't give enough kudos to our ITS tech support for doing that and getting those students ready. So our goal is that we be ready by the end of the day for those students to be online by the end of the week.
Yeah, the reports I had read are that there's a 5 million laptop shortage across the country as schools try to all go back at the same time, another sort of supply chain problem, partially exacerbated perhaps by bans on Chinese imports, but generally speaking, just a hard thing for school districts, all of whom suddenly want laptops for every kid, you know, pulling that off. Superintendent, every first day of school is a little bit of a big mess. I mean, no, you know, the best intentions, but it's a readjustment of schedules, driving, dropping kids off, all that stuff. I would expect all of those to be even worse this year. If there's a piece of advice you can give people, or if you have a transportation preference you want to express to them, anything along those lines to help facilitate, especially today, but in this first week.
Obviously, the most important key today is flexibility. Obviously, our goal is to get them to school, orient them to a safe environment, teach them new protocol, and then get them home efficiently. Very quickly, we will turn our attention to a robust and rigorous academic environment. But right now, parents can help us by just being flexible and patient with us. Every year, first day, in the first 2 or 3 days of transportation, is a nightmare until we figure everything out and students figure everything out. So just be patient with us as we roll through. And connect with that local school that you're involved with, that community, and make certain that you're communicating with them and online to make sure you get their updates as well. So we will work very diligently over the next 3 or 4 days to smooth things out as quickly as possible, both in the transportation department, the remote learning department, and the virtual department. And hopefully by the end of the week, we'll be full bore.
I know because we've been talking a lot with Escambia County about this item in particular, but maybe take a second and tell parents what to expect for their kids with the eating today and throughout the semester as we deal with COVID, both lunch and also breakfast programs.
Lunch and cafeteria programs are done very differently this year. Everything is prepackaged. Students will go through a line and receive a prepackaged piece and go to a very specific area where they were cohort and stay with that group that they are assigned to. Our goal there is to limit exposure from one child to the next, and hopefully, by cohorting them and keeping them together in groups, it will do that. So it'll be a little faster, but there'll be a few choices for students as they go through the line because everything is just going to be prepackaged. So if you bring your lunch, certainly that's appropriate. That lessens the burden on that cafeteria staff, and it gives you another flexibility as well. So we just ask that we follow those guidelines as best as possible as we roll through the day.
Last thing I want to ask you about, Superintendent, is, as you well know, because you did not have to go through it this year, we had a primary election just this last week, and I thought that Santa Rosa had a bounty of good candidates, and in the end, of course, Dr. Karen Barber winds up winning election as the next superintendent. Did you want to take a second and just comment on your expectation for your replacement?
We did have 3 very talented individuals who sought the office of superintendent. My prayers are certainly with them as we transition into this new leadership opportunity. I will work diligently over the next 3 months to onboard our new superintendent. Dr. Barber is going to do a fantastic job. I have a great deal of confidence in her. And I have because of that, we have a great, amazing team that will work diligently to make sure that she is successful. I'm excited about the opportunity of working over the next 3 months with her and bringing her on board and sharing with her some of the responsibilities as we walk towards November. It's a little bit of bittersweet, obviously. The last first day of school is one thing that always brings great emotions, and this one is no different. So I look forward to the work over the next 3 months as we move into this next phase of leadership.
Last quick question for you, just because I think the numbers might have gotten a little bit even better. We had initially been talking about having to let about 80 teachers go because of declining enrollment. That number dropped to below 30. What was the final total that actually did not accept other reassignments and just wound up having to be laid off this year?
Andrew, obviously that loss of student FTE was a huge driving force, and we're down to about 18 teachers who we can't find a place for,
okay,
either a remote learning, virtual learning, or even in Florida virtual. So we will work diligently to keep that cadre together. And I would almost promise you that by Christmas, those 18 teachers will be employed.
Well, that is not the best news possible, but that is very good news that the number got so much lower. And as you say, the hope is to be able to bring them back. Superintendent Tim Rozdick, on your last first day of school as a superintendent, I just want to say thank you for all of the time, all of the effort, especially in the shifting circumstances of this year that have been extremely difficult. Thank you for the hard work you and your team put together to educate our kids.
My pleasure to serve, Andrew.